like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County basketball game and other school-related activities. Student-athletes work hard in preparation for each game. As a student-athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us. I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on each game. Go Tigers!
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. We'll wrap up this final game between Princeton and Scotland County. It was a 46-40 victory with Princeton getting the win. They will take on Milan in the district championship on Saturday at 2 p.m. But first, we will give our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Visit Jeff Freeman in Moberly. Our outstanding player of the game is going to be Austin Kelly. 15 points, three boards down the stretch, and he was so important in the resurgence of the Princeton Tigers there in the third quarter. He really mended the gap and allowed them to get out to that big run that started things off in that second half. 15 points for Cameron Jones as well. He was very important, but Austin Kelly down the stretch was so important for the Princeton Tigers. He had 15 from Preston, or from Cameron Jones, but Austin Kelly is our outstanding player of the game. Coming up next here on the Superstation, we will have Scotland County, or rather Knox County and Princeton, with a chance to play the Scotland County girls in the finals on Saturday. We'll have it coming up next here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further than the Solid Rock Cafe. They offer a hot lunch buffet Sunday through Friday with something different each day. This month is homemade chicken strips on Monday, Mexican on Tuesday, roast beef on Wednesday, fried chicken on Thursday, and fish on Friday. Serve from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They are located just off Route E between Newark and Bethel, Missouri. Check out the Solid Rock Cafe online at cafesolidrock.com. Come where hot and fresh hometown cooked food is waiting for you.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Head to the farm shop in Edina because there's a Kubota SVL track loader just for you with financing available. Find out more at the farm shop in Edina. The Farm Shop in Edina is an authorized Kubota dealer. Visit KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
The Citizens Bank of Edina welcomes you home to a bank that cares and has been dedicated in serving the Knox County community for over 100 years. Their well-trained staff takes great pride in serving their customers in ways that exceed all expectations. For quick and easy banking services, try their mobile banking app, or to make paying bills less stressful, try their online banking. It's as simple as a click of a button. The Citizens Bank of Edina, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. We've got a good one coming up for you next. Knox County and Princeton will go head-to-head here in this matchup with a chance to take on Scotland County in the Class 2 District 6 Finals, which will be on Saturday. But first, one of these two teams, either the Knox County Eagles or the Princeton Tigers, will have the opportunity to play in that game. Let's give you your starting lineups here before we get to opening tip. First for Princeton, starting at guard, the 5'5 junior, number one, Kennedy Norton. Starting at guard, the 5'4 junior, number two, Lacey Lewis. Starting at guard, the 5'8 senior, number 10, Jalen Debbie Thomas. Starting at guard, the 5'7 junior, number 11, Lindsey Baston. And starting at forward, the 5'8 senior, number 31, Peyton Gooden. The Princeton Lady Tigers are head coached by Bill Gooden. He's assisted by Betsy McCulley. And now for the Scotland County Tigers. Starting at guard, the freshman, number 12, Abby Curry. Starting at forward, the freshman, number 10, or number 11, rather, Chloe Hamlin. Starting at forward, the sophomore, number 22, Kylie Bradley Robinson. And starting at forward, wrong line up there, Knox County will take the first possession. The Knox County Eagles, head coached by Kelsey Dorsey. She's assisted by Nathan Miller and Job Ellison. And the first possession of the game taken back by Princeton. They will move from left to right in the radio dial. Here's an open three, missed. Rebound's going to be pulled down and stay with the Princeton Lady Tigers. Top of the key, it is Batson. Batson to Stevie Thomas. Thomas driving in the lane, and it's the two. Thomas has her first points of the night. 2-0 Princeton lead over Knox County. Knox County into the front court. They feed it left side over for Miller. And ball's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County, so Princeton will take the basketball back. Knox County with very good lineup. Riley Strange, a 6-foot sophomore forward, averaging 13.4 points per game. Here's Princeton with another jumper and a three. Good for Peyton Williams. On the other end, they get it back. Just Princeton with another steal. Top of the key, they flash for Lewis. Lacey Lewis now feeds left side back to Gooden. Gooden in the corner for Batson. Batson will feed it back top side for Gooden, who already has 3 points, the 5'8 senior. .6:15 left to go in this first quarter. Here's another open three, a little too strong. Rebound pulled down by Knox County. And we'll bring it across the timeline. Will Linbaugh. Linbaugh now for Mock. Inside, dishes it off for Strange, and Strange finishes the two. First points of the night for Riley Strange. Full court pressure out of the bucket for Knox County. Across the timeline, Knox County is able to steal it, and a travel is going to be called as Jaden Linbaugh fell to the ground. So possession will go back to Princeton. Right side of the floor, it's Gooden. Gooden will feed it top side, an open three, doesn't hit. Rebound pulled down by Thomas. And a carry is going to be called. Princeton will take back the possession. Or Knox County, rather, will take back the possession. Here's a half-court heave over to Miller. Miller to the right block. Dips it off for Strange, and she finishes the deuce. Strange with 2 points in the early going, and one of the players that's been highlighted on this Knox County team. Been a starter since her freshman year. Here's a basketball on the ground, and a jump ball is going to be called. It's going to stay with the Princeton Tigers. Full court pressure for Knox County. They trap on Lacey Lewis, and Lewis is going to get called for the travel. So side out, inbound for Knox County in front of the Princeton bench. Here they feed right side of the floor for Strange. Now swing at top of the key for Mock. Back inside. Here's a seal for Strange. Off for two. Doesn't go. Gooden with a block. Peyton Gooden already with 3 points. Here's Lacey Lewis bringing it across the timeline. Feeds right side for Norton. Norton top of the key for Stibby Thomas. Stibby Thomas back outside for Norton. Now they feed for Lewis. Knox County packs it in with the zone. Here's Stevie Lewis. Long three. Goes! Second bucket of the night for Stevie Lewis. 8 points on the board for Princeton. Four for Knox County. 8-4. Early lead for the Tigers. Here's a nice find inside. Knox County to Jaden Lindball. Can't finish the two. And a jump ball is going to be called. Possession will go back to the Eagles. 4:27 to go in the first. Trigger baseline for Sydney Miller. Miller gets the inbound right side of the lane for Mason. Now they swing it all the way left side. Open three. Lindball can't finish. Gooden grabs the rebound. 4:20 mark of the first. 8-4. Princeton could extend their lead. In the corner to Norton. Now inside for Gooden. Turns. Fires the left hand and banks it in.
An impressive turn move on the post right there. She did it quickly.
Timeout called on the floor. 10-4 lead for Princeton in the early going. Led by their leading scorer, Jalen Stevie Thomas. We're back with more on CrestonCentralInfo.com.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
We're back on CrescentCentralInfo.com. 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. A 10-4 lead for the Princeton Tigers over the Knox County Eagles. Knox County on the possession. Drive inside. Sydney Miller good with two. First point tonight for Sydney Miller. On the other end, Gooden puts up a two. She can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Riley Strange. Sydney Miller, the leading scorer on this Knox County team with 16.4 points. They're going to need her tonight. They're able to compete with this Princeton Tigers team. Right back to Miller. Puts it up. Can't go. Fight for the rebound. Strange with the putback. Can't get it. Miller tries to grab it, but puts it out of bounds.
Yeah, this team is so tall and lengthy down low that they should be getting a majority of the rebounds.
Princeton, a guard-heavy team. They work through their guards. Here's the inbound for Princeton. Timeout called on the floor. Coach Gooden wants to talk it over after Lacey was trapped in the corner. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it on the floor right here. But I love the point that you just made, Ben. You talk about the length in Knox County. Sydney Miller, senior, 5'11". Also got Tatum Madison at 5'10". So a lot of length on the interior for this team. Don't forget about Riley Strange. Second leading scorer on this team, standing at 6'.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is the guard-heavy team, as you mentioned, that Princeton is. If Knox County wants to be able to come back in this and take the lead and hold the lead, they're going to have to use their length to their advantage, which we saw a little bit there. We saw a little bit on that last possession before that, too, where Princeton had in transition. They had the numbers, but the length of Knox County forced a bad shot.
Top of the key, Gooden, trying to get around Strange, and Strange's going to get called for the block. She kept her positioning, but looked like she moved that hip a little bit when Gooden went into her body, so it'll be a trigger right side for Princeton. They feed it top of the key for Lacey Lewis. Lewis to Gooden. Gooden, open jumper, can't hit. Rebound pulled down on the other end by Knox County. Across the timeline they go. Savannah Mock, right side of the lane for Mason. Mason trying to get it inside for Strange, who seals, puts it up, can't get it to go. But a nice move by Strange to get open. Lacey Lewis gets it poked from behind, and the Eagles will take back the possession. First substitution for Knox County. Kinsley Johnson will check in for Jaden Lindball.
Princeton likes to run. I don't think Knox County was really prepared for that. They're kind of lagging back once they shoot a shot or turn the ball over. They don't realize they're going to just have to sprint back down to the other end for defense.
Left side of the floor, Peyton Gooden feeds top side for Stevie Thomas. Now Lacey Lewis will get the offense going with 2:30 remaining in the first, 10-6. Lewis feeds for Gooden. Gooden inside Stevie Thomas, but it's blocked away. Kinsley Johnson with the block as soon as she gets in this contest. 2:21, clock stops there. 10-6 lead for Princeton. Lacey Lewis out back top side for Stevie Thomas. Jump stops top of the key, now feeds it right side for Gooden. Lewis will settle top of the key and bring it out. Near the 2-minute mark of the first. Here's Gooden. Stevie Thomas, open jumper inside the three-point line, doesn't go. Ball goes off over the backboard and out of bounds. The 1:59 mark of the first. Princeton trying to take their time on that possession, see where they get an open lane. Instead, they take an open jumper.
Yeah, and that's that length of Knox County at work, really not allowing them to penetrate.
Knox County feeding it ahead to Mason. Mason inside for Johnson. Johnson gets the two to go. Her first points of the night. Cut the lead down to two. Princeton up ahead, and they poke it out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers, and Knox County will get the possession. Now you see Knox County picking up a little bit after trailing 10-4.
Yeah, they've gotten their rhythm a little bit back, especially defensively.
Up ahead, they feed to Miller. Miller, jump stop, two, good. She's got 4 points now. Score tied up at 10-10. Princeton has not scored since that first timeout, and they call it over and back. Lacey Lewis wasn't over the timeline before she got the pass from her teammate in Lindsay Batson. So a couple of unforced turnovers right here for Princeton, and maybe some bad offensive possessions for the Tigers have led for Knox County to get back into this one. They feed right to Sydney Miller. She can't get it to go. A good look, but pretty good defense by Princeton to get the stop. 1:15 to go in the first, 10-10 score. We're knotted up. Here's Gooden flashing top of the key. Gooden looking for a cutter. Finally, we'll feed it left side of the floor. Now top side for Lewis. Right corner wing for Batson. She'll pull it back outside and feed to Stevie Thomas, top of the key. Under a minute remaining now. Gooden will get the handoff and bring it back out to the top of the key towards the logo. Feeds for a flashing Batson. Now for Lewis. Lewis driving inside the lane. Wide open lane. Can't hit the two. Eagles go the other way. Limbaugh to Johnson. Now back to Limbaugh. Or Mock, rather. Limbaugh on the bench. Mock will bring it to the top of the key with 25 seconds remaining. Sydney Miller flashes topside. Poked away, out of bounds, but it'll stay with Knox County. 19 seconds remaining in the first. 10-10 score.
Yeah, the game's kind of come to a lull at this point because who's really going to be able to tip the scales one way or the other? I think both these teams are really clamping down defensively, at least, to make sure they're not giving up points that'll allow a run for the other team.
Allison Allen checks in for Princeton. She's guarding Hawk at the top of the key, or Mock, rather, at the top of the key. Sydney Miller flashing, right side block, now back outside with 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Here's a long three, doesn't go. Johnson with the rebound, puts it back up, and she's blocked, and that's how the quarter ends. 10-10 score. It's been a back and forth and fair. We'll see how the second fares right after this on Preston, CentralMoInfo.com.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
We're back on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Ben Wittenstein here with you for this Class 2 District 6 matchup. First bucket of the second quarter will go off the hands of the Lady Tigers. Lindsay Batson gets her first two to go. Princeton will take back the possession after a steal. Knox County was trying to get it over the timeline. Gooden with an open three and hits it. 15-10. Knox County trailing. Here's Lacey Lewis. Bank shot. No good. Off the steal. And Knox County will get bailed out on a foul by Lacey Lewis. Quick start to this second quarter. Almost how Princeton started this game. They started this game on a 10-2 run. And then Knox County was able to battle back to make it 10-10 after one. Now it's 15-10. Here's a bucket inside the lane. Good for Sydney Miller. Miller will head to the charity strike for one. Make it a one possession or make it a one bucket game. Miller misses it. Stevie Thomas comes down with the rebound. 6 first half points now for Sydney Miller. Leading scorer on the year for this Knox County Eagles team. Lacey Lewis, open three, right corner wing. Got it!
And this is where, if you're Princeton, you need to make a little bit of adjustments. You need to make sure that you make some adjustments on the defensive end, like right here, pressing a little bit more to get that steal.
Princeton presses. They grab the steal, up 6. Princeton, right corner wing for Gooden. Flashing topside, Lacey Lewis. Lewis driving, now kicks it outside, right corner wing for Gooden. Back inside. Now back outside. It's poked away by Knox County on the floor. There's a fight for the basketball. Knox County's able to grab it. Up ahead. They feed to Limbaugh, but it's stolen away by Princeton. Batson has it left side of the lane. Wide open lane. Stevie Thomas, open jumper, left corner lane. Good. Timeout called on the floor. How about a 10-2 run again to start the second? Princeton up 20-12, 6-16 to go in the second on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love. Proud supporter of the Knox County Eagles and Lady Eagles.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartwell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Out of the timeout, Knox County gives up the possession. Princeton was able to get the ball back. Open three, no good for Stevie Thomas. Up ahead, here comes Knox County.
Man, if Thomas could have hit that three out of the timeout.
Here's a bucket. Riley Strange stops the bleeding for the Eagles and will head to the line for one. For the Eagles' cause, it's good that Stevie Thomas didn't hit that so they can cut this lead back to 2 possessions, and that's what the goal of Riley Strange was right there. She's got 6 points here in the first half, could make it 7 with the free throw, and rims out. Stevie Thomas grabs a rebound. Princeton up 6, 20-14, less than 6 minutes remaining in the second. Top of the key, it's Lacey Lewis, right side for Stevie Thomas. Here's a flashing Lindsay Batson, open jumper, good. Batson with 4 points, but she's been good off the pop and stops. 22-14 lead, 5:30 remaining in the second. A couple of cross-court passes into the front court. Here's Kinley Johnson off the glass and in.
And that's what you need to do if you're Knox County. You just need to answer. Stop that momentum.
Down by 6, and they force a turnover. Knox County will have the inbound right corner wing. This really has the making for a back-and-forth affair. We'll see what team has the upper hand. Right side of the floor, Kinsley Johnson feeds for Miller at the top of the key. Miller driving right side lane, puts it up. Last touched by a Princeton Tiger. Couldn't even get it over her shoulders as it went into the body of the Tigers and out of bounds. 5:08 to go in the second, 22-16. We'll see a substitution for Princeton. Kennedy Norton will check back in. Inbound goes to Miller. Open jumper, free throw, banks in.
She'll be dangerous down the stretch here in the first half, but especially towards the latter part of this game.
Here's a double team. Do they force a turnover? No. Princeton will keep the possession. Last touch by Miller.
And that's what I'm talking about, too, is her defense is going to be huge for this game. It is going to be huge, especially if the score stays close.
And a foul is going to be called on the Knox County Eagles. It'll be Tatum Mason who gets ticked for the foul. Knox County coming out in this full court press. Pretty interesting here. 3-1-1 that they go into with the forwards at the top. They evade to Stevie Thomas. Stevie Thomas goes up and under and banks it in.
Nice little reverse right there.
Change of pace for the Princeton Tigers, up by six. Coast to coast goes Sydney Miller, and she banks it in.
And she's just so smooth gliding to the basket like that when she gets a pass. She's hard to stop. She's going to be hard for Princeton to stop. They don't have the size to match her.
She's got 10 points in the early going. Has kept her team cohesive and only down by four here. Right side of the floor, Princeton has it. Top of the key, Stevie Thomas, open three, can't hit it. Rebound pulled down by Knox County.
She kind of hopped into that three-pointer. I think that may have thrown off the accuracy there.
Inside, Riley Strange gets fouled. One dribble, went right up, and the foul will go on Jasmine Allen, her first.
Yeah, I mean, Knox County really isn't having much trouble go inside right now. There's not much pushback from this front court for Princeton. They're pretty easily getting it inside.
Hits the first. There's a check-in for Princeton. They'll have Peyton Gooden check back in. Tallest player in their starting lineup, Peyton Gooden at 5'8". Tallest player on their roster, Brianne Saint-Onge. 5'11", but she's only a freshman. Hits the second. 24-22.
It's a tough position to put a freshman into.
And pressure from Knox County forces basketball to go back out of bounds on the inbound from Knox County. Here's a double team. They poke it away. Miller tries to save it, but she can't towards the Princeton bench. This pressure is really creating a problem here for Princeton. They didn't do much of this pressure to Knox County in the first quarter. They just kind of felt it out, saw what they would need to do against this defense, and now they're starting to learn that Princeton is really getting flustered by this pressure.
Yeah, they need to keep pressuring them full court.
Into the front court. Ball's poked away. Went off the hands of Kennedy Norton. Now into the front court. Knox County has it. Top of the key for Johnson. Miller says to bring it to the top of the key for a screen. Look for a backdoor cutter now for Miller. Open three. Rims out. Long rebound will head out of bounds. Possession will go to the Princeton Tigers with 3:30 remaining in the second. 24-22 your score. Inbound near baseline towards the Princeton bench. They inbound to Lewis. Lewis into the front court. They feed to Gooden. Gooden turns inside the three-point line. Now dips off to her teammate. Open jumper is golden from Jasmine Allen. 26-22, four-point lead for Knox County, or for Princeton over Knox County. A very, very rare turnover for Sydney Miller right there. And basketball will go back to Princeton.
Again, Princeton has been given so many opportunities here to extend its lead, but Knox County's defense has been pretty good.
Double team on Norton. She tries to evade, and it's knocked away by the Eagles. How about Princeton bringing another turnover back? This time, it's Lacey Lewis. Found a teammate inside, but it was poked away. Lindsay Batson last touched it for Princeton. Possession goes to Knox County. 2:56 to go in the second. 26-22 lead for Princeton over Knox County. Into the front court. Johnson, left corner. Miller, open three, left side wing. Rims out. Lacey Lewis with the rebound. And she'll bring it across the timeline with no pressure from Knox County. They pull back into their zone. Norton, right corner wing, driving baseline on the taller Miller, and Miller denies her. Now the ball's on the floor. Jump basketball called. Possession arrow will go to the Knox County Eagles.
There's that length again, Cam. They've just done a tremendous job using their defense to their advantage, because right now the offense just isn't clicking, and sometimes that'll happen. But if you can hold on defense, you still give your offense a chance to be able to function, and that's what they're doing right now.
Jalen Stevie Thomas will check back in for Princeton. Knox County into the front court as they break the pressure. Inside the lane, puts up a two, doesn't go. Here's a rebound, and put back is good for who else? Riley Strange. She's been there to mop up the mess tonight.
Yeah, she's been great tonight.
10 points in the first half for Riley Strange. How about 10 for Sydney Miller as well? Here's Princeton with it, with 2 minutes remaining in the second, up by two. Knox County has really gotten on this lead. There's Strange with a block on Gooden's three. Into the front court, the Eagles have it. Mock top of the key. Feeds from Miller, who turns right towards the free throw line. Now right side over for Peavler. Peavler trying to get it to Strange, but it's knocked away by Princeton. It'll be an inbound underneath the basket for Knox County. 1:43 remaining in the second, 26-24. Knox County could tie it up here or take the lead with a three. Here's an open three. Mock can't hit. Strange with the rebound. Puts it right back up. Doesn't go. And there's going to be an over and back call, over the back call on the Eagles. Riley Strange is going to get ticked for this one. We'll see a substitution for Strange. Tatum Mason will check in. And it's so lethal, Ben, when you check out a player like Riley Strange, 6 foot, you trade her in for Tatum Mason, who's 5'10". Really changes the complexion of your game.
It does. It's going to force you to play more towards the perimeter.
Here's a pop and stop jumper, no good for Princeton. Lindsay Batson on the shot. Knox County will take the possession the other way. Lewis falls to the ground, but Mock gets it across the floor. Over to Johnson. Left corner for Miller. Miller takes it inside the lane, puts it off the glass, doesn't go, but she got the foul on the way to the lane.
And you see how dangerous she can be when she turns on the Jets. And there's no one in that defense that's going to be able to stop her. If they will, they're going to foul her.
Miller to the line to shoot for the first time tonight. First one hits. 26-25, 106 to go in the second. Substitution for Princeton here. We'll see Jasmine Ellen check in for Lindsay Batson. Miller's second free throw is off the mark. Rebound is corralled by Princeton after it touched a couple Tigers. Now Lacey Lewis trying to take it to the lane. Almost got poked from behind by Miller. Now for Gooden. Back outside, Stevie Thomas. Back in the corner, Stevie Thomas trying to drive the lane, but she traveled first. 49.7 seconds remaining. Interesting enough, she was trying to drive on Miller, who just was not going to let her get past her. A bigger stature. Stevie Thomas, only 5'8". Knocks out the inbound pass for Knox County, so Knox County will have another inbound. 48-9 left to go in the half. Trailing by one, Princeton leading by one. Couple of passes into the front court. Finally, they get it to the Eagles. A nice find inside for Mason. Now back outside. She couldn't get a clean shot look, and the Eagles will hold it. Miller flashes at the top of the key with 25 seconds remaining. Now driving right side lane. Stops. Puts it back outside for Mason. And Mock will feed it right side for Johnson. 15 seconds remaining. Now an entry pass, left corner block for Miller. Turns, pivots, dribbles again, and she walked. Double dribble, rather.
And, I mean, I think that's a good post. That's what you have to do for Princeton, and if you're in the post, just double her and force her to pick up that ball, because once she does, it limits 50% of at least of what she can do, at least 50%, especially when she's on that block. Just force her to shoot over you. If you can do that, you have to do that by able to hold up, make her hold on to the ball.
Inbounds knocked out. Last touch by the Eagles. 10.7 seconds remaining in the second. Princeton would have an opportunity for one last shot. Lacey Lewis into the front court. Feeds to Stevie Thomas. Now back outside. Lewis, 3 seconds remaining. A long shot from Mattson, no good. And that's how the quarter will end. What a first half we had. 10-10 score after one. How about a pretty even second quarter as well, 26-25, but Princeton with the edge at the half, 26-25. We're back with more and halftime stats after this on KRES, Moberly, Missouri, 104.7 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Farmers looking for a true vertical tillage tool that can run at high speed and size residue without ridging are turning to the new Great Plains TurboMax. The TurboMax is a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. It allows the operator to hydraulically adjust gang angles to deliver the desired residue coverage. See all the new TurboMax from Great Plains at the Farm Shop in Edina today, or visit them at thefarmshopinc.com. The Farm Shop in Edina and Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Seidenstruckers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstruckers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further than the Solid Rock Cafe. They offer a hot lunch buffet Sunday through Friday with something different each day. This month is homemade chicken strips on Monday, Mexican on Tuesday, roast beef on Wednesday, fried chicken on Thursday, and fish on Friday. Serve from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They are located just off Route E between Newark and Bethel, Missouri. Check out the Solid Rock Cafe online at cafesolidrock.com. Come where hot and fresh hometown cooked food is waiting for you.
Here post-game, Princeton head coach Dawson Collins. And coach, we got the win. What'd you like from your team?
Oh, you know, that we kept fighting. They came back, went on a couple runs, and we were able to sustain. And actually, I think gave up the lead there for a split second, and we were able to score the next possession and get it back. I think the big thing is we've had our couple leading scorers have struggled these last two games, and we've been able to still get these wins without, you know, them being our top two producers, which is big for us, I think.
And as you said, back and forth, you lost the lead, got it back. What were some of the keys in those small moments to be able to get that lead back?
Obviously, you know, to get back to the things that we were doing. We gave up, I thought, a couple easy baskets when they were over there, not getting back in transition or gambling on something that we weren't supposed to. And I thought once we got back to sound defense, keeping them in front of us, it made it a little bit harder for them. But
move on to the district title. You face the number two team in Class 2 in Milan. What are some of the challenges that they're going to pose to you guys?
Exactly. You know, we played them a couple times this year. Got to pick them up last week for just a little makeup game. I think that'll help us. But we started off well in both those games and actually had leads after the first quarter, kind of fell apart late in the second. We definitely got to take care of the ball. And because if you don't take care of the ball against Milan, those are going to turn into points real quick.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Previously, you just heard from the Princeton boys head coach, Damon Collins, after their victory in their final game of the quarterfinal matchup. On the boys' side of this tournament, they defeated Scotland County by a score 46-40. They will go on to play Milan in the Class 2 District 6 championship on Saturday at 2 p.m. That will be a good one, as Milan is the number two team in Class 2. And Princeton put up a fight against Scotland County. It was a battle to the finish, but the Princeton Tigers were able to defeat them. At the half here, we've got the Princeton Tigers and the Knox County girls going toe-to-toe here for a chance to play Scotland County in the Class 2 District 6 championship. They won over South Shelby earlier tonight. And the score at the half, 26-25. Princeton leading by one. It was 10-10 after the first quarter. And, of course, 26-25 at the half. Let's run through your first half stats. First, for the leading Princeton Lady Tigers, Lacey Lewis with 3 points. Jalen Stevie-Thomas, the leading scorer in the first half, with 9. Lindsey Batson with 4. Peyton Gooden with 7, or 8 rather, and Jasmine Allen with 2. For the Knox County girls, the Eagles got some great production out of Sydney Miller. She had 11 points in the first half. Kenley Johnson with 4 and Riley Strange with 10. The scoring wasn't as spread out on the Knox County end as it was on the Princeton end, in part to the fact that Knox County is so overpowering on the interior. If you think about Knox County and what they did in the first half, Ben, in comparison to Princeton, who plays with a lot of guards, what does Knox County need to continue to do in this second half as far as their offense is concerned to try to gain a lead and keep it?
They need to keep going down low. As like you said, they have the size and the strength down low to really make the impact in this game. If they can hit the occasional three, maybe have an open guy on the outside, that could work. But you need to continue to just push it inside. And if you don't get the points, you may get the fouls called on Princeton. You may be able to get into the bonus or force some of their better players to go out with foul trouble. So I don't think there's anything wrong in going down low inside. Now, if you're down by 10 or 15, you need to start hitting some outside shots. But right now, you're not one. You can relax and go inside and just play your game.
Both teams in a good spot here at the end. We'll find out how it ends in the second half right after this on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
The Citizens Bank of Edina welcomes you home to a bank that cares and has been dedicated in serving the Knox County community for over 100 years. Their well-trained staff takes great pride in serving their customers in ways that exceed all expectations. For quick and easy banking services, try their mobile banking app, or to make paying bills less stressful, try their online banking. It's as simple as a click of a button. The Citizens Bank of Edina, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love, proud supporter of the Knox County Eagles and Lady Eagles. We'll be right back.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We are back on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com from Schuyler County for the Class 2 District 6 tournament. Princeton and Knox County at the half. Princeton leading 26-25. Both these teams playing for a chance for a district championship where they will take on Scotland County, the winner of this one. Here's Princeton, first possession, second half. Here's a shot, no good. Ball's on the floor. Princeton's able to come up with the possession again. In the corner, Stevie Thomas driving inside lane, got around Miller, but couldn't get the two to go. A tough enough feat to get around this 5'11" Miller, but to score on her is a tough feat as well. Here's Strange, turns, fires, tries to hit, fell down quite awkwardly, had a Princeton Tiger fall down on her, but got up okay and heads to the line, getting ready to shoot two. Knox County could get ready to take their first lead of the entire game right here if Strange is able to hit these two free throws.
No pressure.
Strange with 10 first half points. Here's the first one on the way, no good.
She's been so good down low for them tonight. Getting all those offensive rebounds, scrapping down there. That tires you out. See if she has the stamina to work. That's what she does every game. So, sure she's used to it, but here in districts, it can get tough.
Seconds on the way, and it missed. Travel violation called on Princeton on the inbound. So, the Eagles will have a new life on the offensive end. Here's a touch pass inside from Miller. She turns, puts up a jumper, and it rattles on in. 13 points for Miller now.
She starts coming alive. Knox County's in good shape.
First lead of the night for Knox County. Here's Stevie Thomas on the other end, and she finishes a two. 28-28, 7 minutes to go in the third. Full court pressure for Princeton. They bring it across the timeline to the Eagles. Feet inside for Mock. Now right side of the floor for Mason. Back top side for Miller. Miller right corner for Mason. Strange trying to seal around her defender. Now skip pass back over to Johnson. Eagles working the floor really well right now, trying to find the opening, but only the right one. Here's a skip pass back over to the right wing for Mason. Mason driving inside. Range is able to get the two to go. Back-to-back points for Riley Strange, 30-28. Eagles up, and a foul's called on the back end. Sydney Miller was really working hard to try to get a turnover in the backcourt.
Yeah, she needs to be a little bit less aggressive. She's only got one personal foul, so she's in pretty good shape, but you need to be careful, especially when you're the team's source of offense. Just be careful with how you foul down the stretch.
Stevie Thomas trying to drive baseline again, but she stepped out of bounds. Possession goes to the Eagles. That is exactly what we talked about in the halftime period as far as defense is concerned for Sydney Miller. She just alters so many shots, and it's because of her size. A couple of touch passes for the Eagles to evade the press to Miller. Now to Strange inside. Can't finish. Gets her own rebound. Put back is good. Count it. Headed to the line to shoot.
She's so good. She is so good, Cam. She is able to grab her own rebound. Hold her ground, just go back up quickly. There's a lot of players that'll grab the ball, they'll either bring it down to their waist or they'll hold it for a little bit too long over their head to try to get that exact angle, but she's able to just put it right back up after grabbing the board.
Misses the free throw, but a teammate's able to pick it up, gives it right back to Strange. Strange outside for Johnson, back to Miller. Pump and stop outside, open three, Mason rims out. Princeton grabs a rebound. Point guard Lacey Lewis will bring it across the timeline. Now down by four. Largest deficit of the game for Princeton. Here at the 5:47 mark, and Strange is able to poke it away. Not a great pass there from Peyton Gooden. And Knox County may be able to build on some momentum here. Right corner of the floor. Strange and Miller trying to catch their breath, so the Eagles work it on the outside. Now finally get it to Miller, gets around her defender, stops, pops, hits. Timeout called on the floor. Princeton wants to talk it over. Largest lead of the night for the Eagles, 34-28, 5:22 to go in the third on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further than the Solid Rock Cafe. They offer a hot lunch buffet Sunday through Friday with something different each day. This month is homemade chicken strips on Monday, Mexican on Tuesday, roast beef on Wednesday, fried chicken on Thursday, and fish on Friday. Serve from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They are located just off Route E between Newark and Bethel, Missouri. Check out the Solid Rock Cafe online at cafesolidrock.com. Come where hot and fresh hometown cooked food is waiting for you. You.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Back on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Out of the timeout, Princeton's able to get a bucket from Jalen Steven Thomas. Make her point total up to 13 for the night. Here's the Knox County Eagles on the other end. A couple of touch passes. They get a shot from the left wing from Johnson. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Stevie Thomas. A back and forth affair. Knox County with their largest lead of the night at 34-30. And the ball's blocked. Riley Strange. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. At the 4:40 mark of the third. Here's an inbound. Stevie Thomas goes around a defender, but she gets called for a foul. Does Miller, Sydney Miller on the reach there. Second personal. Team second of the half, too. And a very clean game as far as is concerned on the foul side. And Stevie Thomas gets it right side of the floor. Top of the key for Lewis. Lewis swings it left side. Now for Mattson. Popping outside is Norton. Now Gooden, who has not scored since the first quarter. Thomas working around Miller, trying to spin. Now back outside for Lewis, taking a lot of time on this possession. Lewis with an open three doesn't go.
I don't mind that shot by Lewis. It's something you try to kickstart the offense.
Miller ahead. Now they will slow it down. Well, Knox County up by four, 34-30, under four remaining in the third. Popping outside. Now a skip pass back over to Mock. Mock to Miller, who's double team, gets around the double team, puts up the two, no foul called. Rebound pulled down by Princeton. You talked about the double team, it worked there. Princeton, Mattson, pull up jumper, good. A nice pop and stop two for Lindsay Batson. She's got 6 points, 2 point game now. 3:30 remaining in the third. Right corner wing. Here's an open three for Mason. She takes it. Doesn't go. Stevie Thomas with the rebound. Tries to push it across the timeline. Now spins around two defenders and gets to the top of the key. Now an open three. Good for Peyton Gooden. And guess what? Princeton takes back the lead. 35-34. 3:06 left to go in the third. We'll take a break here on Crescent. CentralMoInfo.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com, 35-34. Princeton has now taken back the lead after Knox County got their largest lead and only lead of the night at 34-28. How about a 7-0 run for Princeton? Now less than 3 minutes remaining in the third. 2:45 now left. Sydney Miller has it outside, driving on the smaller guard. Turns, feeds it back outside, open three for Mock, hits it. Savannah Mock with her first points of the night. And boy, did Knox County need him. Stevie Thomas the other way, and a block's called on Miller. Now it gets interesting. She has three.
That's going to be an issue for sure. She tried to set the charge, but it wasn't. She was kind of moving to her left as she did it. She did it a little bit too late as well. She needs to be careful now. Two more, and she's gone.
Jalen Stevie Thomas. Missed the first. Second, rims on in. 37-36. Knox County to bring the basketball up from right to left. Miller outside, top of the key. She stays in with three fouls. Inside for Strange, who was quadruple teamed. Back outside. Now back to Miller. The entire team converged on Range, but Miller puts up a two. Range gets the rebound, puts it back up. Hit hard as she fell to the ground, but she'll go to the line to shoot.
She is doing the dirty work down there, Cam. She has just done a phenomenal job creating space for herself and going to work on the boards.
Five players have scored tonight for Princeton, only three for Knox County. And Riley Strange misses the first. Riley Strange with 15 points tonight. And 15 points for Sydney Miller. So they're fighting for the leading scorer. Range has the title right now with 16. 38-36. Higher seed. Knox County leading by two. 2 minutes remaining in the third. Inside, Gooden turns, fires. Can't get it over the taller Strange and Miller. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Knox County Eagles. It'll be an inbound. Princeton goes with the screen to get Gooden open for a three. Right corner wing, pops it and hits it. Great inbound play right there. Brought their guards from the bottom block up to screen. Curls on the outside for the open three.
Yeah, these teams aren't going away. They're going to be fighting down into the fourth quarter as well.
Ball went into the front court and out of bounds. Last touch by Princeton as Miller had it on the outside for Knox County. Here's a substitution for Princeton. Checking in, Jasmine Allen. Heading to the bench will be Lindsey Batson. Batson with 6 points in this contest, and they've come at pretty timely points in the game. 1:40 left to go in the third. 39-38. Princeton by one. Here's pass to the top of the key from Mock. Now back left side. Looking for Miller. Gets it to her. Miller, an open three, is going to take it, and she's going to hit it. Sydney Miller, first three of the night, puts it on down, and a lead is back out to two. 18 points for Sydney Miller, but she does have three fouls. She's got to be smart not to try to pick one up before the end of this quarter. Inside, they attack Miller. Miller keeps her hand straight up, right back up, hand straight up, and she allows a score over her. Jasmine Allen with her first bucket of the night. But you're okay with that if you're Knox County. You'd rather Miller not take a foul.
Yeah.
Tied up 41-41. Inside, Miller to Strange. Strange turns, fires, foul.
And that's going to be the 1-2 punch for Knox County. She's going to go inside to Strange if she doesn't see an opportunity for herself. And most likely, Strange is going to get that foul.
Strange heading to the line. She's 1-for-4 from the charity strike tonight. First hits. Here's a sub. Sydney Miller will head to the bench. Smart move here by head coach Kelsey Dorsey. They will have Kinsley Johnson check in for her. Range's second free throw is golden. Tied for the second. Tied for the leading scorer on the night. 18 apiece for Strange and Miller. Up ahead. Stevie Thomas is fouled from behind. Foul's going to go on Tatum Mason, her second. Stevie Thomas has had a pretty good night as well. Misses the first.
It's impressive how easily she gets out in transition, too. The team looks for her after a missed shot. They look out and they see her running down.
one of two seniors on this roster now with 17 points on the evening. 43-42, Knox County leading by one. Less than 40 seconds remaining in the third. Top of the key, they feed for Peavler. Now back top side for Mock. Mock will bounce pass right corner for Mason. Try to get some touch passes in and waste some time off the clock. Well, Knox County. Got to think they're going to try to get it inside to Riley Strange at some point. Clock winds on down to 12. Mock spins around a defender. Now right side for Mason with 8. Skip pass, left corner. Mock with 5. Mock back. Right side, Mason shoots a 3. Rims out. Strange tries to grab the rebound, but that's how the third quarter will end. Knox County with a very small, sparse one-point lead, 43-42. One quarter left to play to decide who goes to the Class 2 District 6 Championship on Crest.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com, 43-42. Knox County leading, and they lead by even more. Make it a four-point lead after the three in the corner from Tatum Mason. Into the front court, Princeton goes. Stevie Thomas tries to go up and under, tries to grab her own rebound, and she hit Riley Strange in the face. But she's okay, hops right back up.
Tried to do that reverse. She tried to do that reverse again that we saw back in the first quarter. She was a little bit too early on the jump this time, so she couldn't get her complete arm around to the other side of the basket.
A four-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Mock an open three. Can't hit it. Stevie Thomas grabs a rebound. She's got 5 rebounds on the night tonight. How about a guard with that many rebounds and 17 points? She's really helped out this Princeton team. Stevie Thomas spinning around, finds her way inside the lane, off the glass, and banks it in.
Wow, she weaved her way through 3 different defenders. Started on the left side, went to the other side of the basket, and got a right-sided layup. Impressive move by Thomas.
19 now for Stevie Thomas. How about another 3 for the Eagles? Doesn't go. Last one was hit by Tatum Mason. She couldn't hit that one. On the other side, Stevie Thomas gets it, right corner, now top side. They feed back to their point guard, Lacey Lewis. Flashing top of the key is Gooden. Gooden 4 threes tonight for 14 points. A nice find inside. Mattson gets it blocked away by Strange. Lindsay Batson was inside the lane, tried to take a dribble to power up, and lost her control of the ball. Gave Riley Strange time to come over and block the shot. Here's the inbound, Mattson. Now gets it back topside for Lewis. Down by 2, 46-44, Princeton. Stevie Thomas driving, went off her foot. Now left side over for her teammate. She gets it back. Now a 3 from the corner, way too short. Strange grabs a rebound. Princeton's actually able to grab it now. And then the Eagles get called for a foul. Oh, no, Princeton gets called for a foul, rather. They'll put it on number 23. Allison Allen will be her first foul of the game. Gives Knox County an opportunity to make it a 2-possession lead, 46-44. In the corner, Mason now feeds for a flashing Strange. Less than 6 minutes remaining in the fourth. Knox County leading by 2. Mason back in the corner, looking for Miller, gets it. Miller double team, and she is able to draw a jump ball, but the possession arrow will go to Princeton. Thought she traveled.
That was a good defense. Princeton, what they're doing, I think, now is they're sending two players on to Miller, and then one of them has the job of trying to strip the ball down because Miller will bring it down to her waist. I think Princeton has noticed that, and they say, you know, just have a defender go there, try to strip it away from her.
Here's Lewis driving inside the lane, tries to put it off the glass, and she's fouled by guess who? Sydney Miller, who now has four at the 5:28 mark of the fourth.
That could be huge. That would be absolutely huge if Knox County loses her. I think they're going to bring her out of the game for the next couple of minutes or so. But even then, that's going to be an opportunity for Princeton right now to score some points down low and to at least not have that threat on the other side defensively.
Lacey Lewis can't hit the first. Sydney Miller will check out. They will have Alyssa Peavler check in. Here's the jumper, doesn't go. Or the free throw, rather, doesn't go. And off a Eagle, Princeton will take back the possession. Lucky break, they can tie it here. Inbound to Gooden, right corner wing. Now top side for Lewis. Trying to take their time on this possession. Skip pass all the way over to Stevie Thomas. Weaving away back inside. Outside for Lewis, who traveled. Travel called a little late, but nonetheless, it did happen. You saw it.
That's two opportunities there for Princeton to tie it up, and they couldn't do anything about it. That may come back to bite them here with 5 minutes to go.
Kennedy Norton checks in for Allison Allen. 5:10 remaining in the fourth, 46-44. Eagles leading by two with the possession from right to left. In the corner, Mason. She'll keep it. Now skip it back over the top of the key. Picks up the dribble at the top of the key, does Mock. Now feeds back in the corner for Mason. Taking their time on this possession. Mason not taking any air in threes.
Defense really not pressuring the arc.
Letting them have the open. Knox County looks like they want to get it inside to Strange. But she's double teamed at every block. As Princeton's in a 2-3. Falling to the ground, the Eagles. Now in the corner, Mason. She gives up the three to give it back outside. And finally, a foul's called for Princeton. May help the Eagles more out than anything else just because they get another opportunity to try to work the basketball around the three-point line and get it inside to Strange. It looked like that was the obvious objective.
Yeah, they have plenty of time. Waste some clock. Try to get the shot.
Mock driving inside. She gets blocked away. Tried to catch the Princeton Tigers off guard, and now they will take the possession back. Lacey Lewis gets called for a carry. We talk about the two times in a row they had before that possession to tie the game up. How about three in a row? Really could come back to bite him. Inbound for Knox County goes to Kinsley Johnson. Johnson feeding it to Mock, top of the key. Mock for a flashing Peavler. Peavler inside. Strange, one dribble up, left hand good.
And the thing is, when Strange gets it down low, if you're Princeton, you just got to keep your hands straight up. You cannot put those down because she's going to score. You do not want to foul her in the process.
20 points for Riley Strange. Here's a shot for Stevie Thomas, doesn't go.
Thomas just found herself a little too under the basket at that point. And now Knox County at this point, I think they're going to be trying to waste some time.
You don't have Sydney Miller in the game. You probably won't bring her back in with a lot of time left, maybe about 2 minutes left, but Lacey Lewis pokes it away. She's got a chance for two and hits the bucket.
That was some great defense. She caught Knox County napping themselves to sleep with the stall.
Lacey Lewis may have made some costly errors in this game, but her 5 points could be the difference right now. Down by two, 48-46. 3:15 to go. Here's a seal inside for Strange. Knocks it off Lewis, but they're able to keep it in bounds are the Eagles. Almost lost it, and now Mock will settle it at the top of the key. Gets a screen. Now feeds topside for Peavler. Down to 3 minutes. Peavler driving inside lane, puts up the two, and gets it to go! What a drive there from Peavler. 50-46, less than 3 minutes remaining.
That could be huge if Knox County pulls away here to go up by two possessions.
Here's Princeton, two-step inside the lane, banks it in, does Peyton Gooden to make it 50-48. 2:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. Sydney Miller waiting at the scorer's table to check in. Knox County will lose the basketball as they gave it topside for Peebler, and she fell to the ground and let it go out of bounds.
I like that no whistle there. It looks like she just kind of fell herself. A lot of officials will get a little antsy with that, especially down the stretch. Blow the whistle to be safe. Good no call.
Sydney Miller has checked back into this contest for Alyssa Peebler. Got to play good defense on this drive, but Miller has to make sure she doesn't pick up a foul. Here's a pass to the right side. Lewis is able to save it. Here's a Gooden three. Can't hit it. Strange grabs the long rebound. She's double-teamed in the corner. Now gives up for Mock. Mock gets it stolen away, but before it was stolen, a foul is called on Stevie Thomas.
Princeton being a little bit reckless with their defense right now. They could have gotten a foul called earlier on the rebound. I think they need to be a little bit more careful here, especially now that Knox County's in the bonus. You have to be careful with where you put your body in front of the ball carrier.
Savannah Mock will head to the line for the first time tonight. Her only points was a three back in the first quarter. Mock hits the first. How important could that free throw be down the stretch? Up by three now. Could make it a two-possession game with the second. And she hits it. 52-48, 2:13 remaining. Inbound to Lacey Lewis across the timeline. Left corner for Stevie Thomas. Now hands it back off top of the key. Flashing top side. Gooden thought about a three. Now goes left side. Stevie Thomas a three. Can't hit it. Strange comes down with the rebound. Strange is double teamed, and a foul is going to be called on Princeton. They were going for the jump ball.
Yeah. It was part jump ball, part just trying to get a whistle call.
Instead, they will send Riley Strange to the line for two. Timeout called on the floor. How about a full timeout? We will keep it right here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. Citizens Bank, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home, The Farm Shop Incorporated, Knox County, R1 School District, all of Edina, Northeast Missouri, Coop of Edina, and Shelbyville, Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty, The Solid Rock Cafe of Bethel, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Side and Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Don't forget, folks, after the completion of this contest, we will have our outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life, visit Jeff Freeman in Moberly. 52-48, timeout called on the floor. Princeton, Riley Strange to head to the line to shoot a 1-1. Up by four is Knox County right now. And Princeton hoping that Riley Strange can miss this free throw so that they'll have a chance to cut the deficit to one possession game. Strange's first free throw, nothing but net. 21 points for the 6-foot sophomore. Her and Sydney Miller have been a force to be reckoned with. Here's the second from Strange. Rattles it in. 54-48. 1:55 remaining in the contest. A chance for the Class 2 District 6 championship. And the basketball gets poked out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles as the Panthers are trying to evade across the timeline. Here's a substitution for head coach Bill Gooden. He'll check in Jasmine Allen for Kennedy Norton.
I think if you're Princeton right now, you need to go right at Sydney Miller. Go right at her. Make her foul you and get kicked out of the game with those five fouls.
They'll feed it right side for Stevie Thomas. Driving inside the lane, almost blocked. Now outside, Gooden, an open three. Hits it! 54-51, a one-possession game with 1:35 left to go in the fourth.
Now the key for Princeton is to make sure Knox County doesn't waste the rest of the clock here.
Mock feeds outside for Sydney Miller.
And you have some time to try to force them to make a bad turnover.
Miller almost loses it. Timeout called on the floor. Kelsey Dorsey wants to talk it over. With 1:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. We'll step aside here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com in 460 seconds.
Siding Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Looking for a place to fight the daily hunger? Look no further than the Solid Rock Cafe. They offer a hot lunch buffet Sunday through Friday with something different each day. This month is homemade chicken strips on Monday, Mexican on Tuesday, roast beef on Wednesday, fried chicken on Thursday, and fish on Friday. Serve from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They are located just off Route E between Newark and Bethel, Missouri. Check out the Solid Rock Cafe online at cafesolidrock.com. Come where hot and fresh hometown cooked food is waiting for you.
We're back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Out of the timeout, the Eagles were able to get the ball into Mock, and Savannah Mock was fouled as soon as the inbound came. She'll at the line to shoot a 1-1. Hits the first. Mock with 6 points tonight, a 3-2 free throws, and one free throw already hit. Here comes the second, and it hits. 4 for 4 down the stretch, Savannah Mock from the free throw line. Knox County up by 5. Into the front court. Now in the corner is Stevie Thomas. Poked away. Peebler all the way to the rack. She can't finish, but she's fouled by Lacey Lewis.
See, I don't think that was a foul. I think that was one of those situations where she created enough space. The defender did a good job contorting her body to really avoid that foul call, but in a situation like that where you kind of have one-on-one breakaway in the last couple minutes of the game, you'll tend to get those calls.
Peebler at the line, shooting her first free throws of the night. Hits off the front iron, clanks off the back, and rolls on in. Peebler with her first points of the night, the sophomore guard. Here's the second. Swishes home. 58-51, a three-possession game. Princeton's got to score quick. Gooden, right corner. Now Stevie Thomas, top of the key. Swings left side for Lacey Lewis. Stevie Thomas trying to drive inside the lane, puts it up, blocked from behind. What a great block there, but Princeton's able to get it back. Less than a minute remaining. Lacey Lewis, open three. Doesn't go. Rebound, pulled down, back up, and good for Kennedy Norton. Her first points of the night. 58-53, 45 seconds remaining. Into the backcourt. Mock has it. Now into the front court. Double team. Feeds top side for Miller. 35 seconds remaining, and they foul Miller. They'll put it on Kennedy Norton as Sydney Miller will head to the line.
And that's not the person you want at the foul line. And I think with 36 seconds left, you really don't have time to mess around to. And down five, you don't have time to really mess around to try to get the steal.
Here's the first, and she hits. Timeout called on the floor. Another full timeout for Princeton. We'll step aside here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Back in 60 seconds.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com, Sydney Miller misses the second free throw. Gooden in transition, open three, hits it! 59-56, a one-possession game. Sydney Miller has it in the backcourt, and she is fouled. We'll head to the free throw line with 23 seconds remaining, but what a great shot from Peyton Gooden. to keep her team within striking distance pending free throws from Knox County.
That was a tremendous shot, especially with a hand in her face. Under 30 seconds to go. That's clutch.
Miller at the line to shoot two. She hits the first. And a 30-second timeout called by Princeton. We'll keep it right here on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Remember, folks, the winner of this contest will go on to play Scotland County, who got a victory over South Shelby today for the Class 2 District 6 championship. We already have the matchup for the men's side for the Class 2 District 6 championship. It'll be Milan, the number 2 team in Class 2, taking on Princeton on Saturday at 2 p.m., followed by the winner of this contest against Scotland County at 3:15. First, we've got to decide the winner of this one. Up by 4, Knox County. Sydney Miller at the line to sink, and she does. 4 for 4 down the stretch for Sydney Miller at the charity strike. Into the front court. They get it to Thomas. Now feeds right side for Norton. With 14 seconds left. Lacey Lewis tries to get it for 3. Almost banks in. And the rebound's on the floor. Here's a jump ball. Possession arrow to Knox County. And that should just about do it, Ben. A valiant effort from this Princeton Lady Tigers team. But they came up too short. And a little too late. They had the lead for a good portion of this game, but just couldn't keep it all together. And there are the Knox County faithful, excited that their team will go on to play Scotland County in the Class 2 District 6 Championship on Saturday. Your final score here from Schuyler County, 61-56. Back with postgame and more from Schuyler County here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5. And also now offering hardwood flooring.
The Citizens Bank of Edina welcomes you home to a bank that cares and has been dedicated in serving the Knox County community for over 100 years. Their well-trained staff takes great pride in serving their customers in ways that exceed all expectations. For quick and easy banking services, try their mobile banking app, or to make paying bills less stressful, try their online banking. It's as simple as a click of a button. The Citizens Bank of Edina, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love. Proud supporter of the Knox County Eagles and Lady Eagles.
We're back on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com. Well, the championship is all set now for the boys' side and the girls' side for Class 2 District 6. It'll be Milan taking on Princeton in the first matchup, the boys' side, as Milan was able to defeat Knox County in our first matchup of our quadruple header here on Crest, and then Game 2, Scotland County able to defeat South Shelby to advance to the finals. And Game 3, Princeton over Scotland County boys, 46-40. Princeton able to get the victory. And in this final matchup here from Schuyler County, Knox County is able to defeat Princeton 61-56. We'll get a chance to hear from the Knox County Eagles head coach Kelsey Dorsey in just a moment. But first, let's run through your final numbers. How about 21 points for senior Sydney Miller, working through foul trouble throughout the end of the third quarter, but she was still able to hit 4 of 4 free throws down the stretch for her team. 2 points for Alyssa Peavler, 7 points for Savannah Mock, 3 points for Tatum Mason, and 21 points for Riley Strange. For Princeton, they were led by Jalen Stevie Thomas with 19 points. Lacey Lewis added 5, Kennedy Norton with two, 17 points from Peyton Gooden, and 4 points for Jasmine Allen. Princeton will fall to 14-9 on the season. Knox County advances to 17-7, and of course will play Scotland County on Saturday. We will be back in just a few minutes to hear from Kelsey Dorsey, the head coach of the Knox County Girls, here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5. And also now offering hardwood flooring.
We are back on Cress and CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas and Ben Winstein here at Schuyler County. Following the 61-56 victory, Knox County defeats Princeton for a chance at a District 6 title in Class 2. They will take on Scotland County, who won over South Shelby earlier. Now we are joined by the head coach of Knox County, Kelsey Dorsey, following their win. Coach, it was a battle back and forth in the first half, a lot of runs, two 10-2 runs for Princeton in the first quarter, then another one in the second, but you really found your stride in the second half. Can you talk about what your team was able to do after the halftime period to get to that point?
We were just able to execute the little things. As you can tell, I've lost my voice because it was loud in this gym and I'm screaming, but like I said, we were just able to execute the little things. Especially our free throws. I think we went 16 for 19 in the second half versus a 3 for 6 in the first half. And we were just trying to force the middle because we knew our bigs were going to be able to stop them if we could do that. And we just played our hearts out.
You talk about your big Sydney Miller struggled with some fouls trouble at the end of the third quarter, but Riley Strange really picked up the load. They really went back and forth as far as point totals were concerned. Unofficially, I've got 21 for Sydney Miller and 21 for Riley Strange. Can you just talk about how important they were in the interior of your offense to really make up for some of the things that Princeton was able to do offensively?
I mean, Riley and Sydney definitely are go-tos. We can get the ball to them. They're gonna score for us. I mean, either one, and we're confident in that. And Riley trying to guard their best shooter, too. I mean, she's a great outside shooter, and, I mean, it's hard having a post player guard someone like that, but I thought Riley did a great job. But, yeah, Sydney and Riley, two of the best kids I've coached, and I'm super proud of where we've come from last year.
Absolutely. If you look forward to this contest that you're going to have with Scotland County, they're a very guard-heavy team. A lot different than the way you guys play as far as dishing the ball inside, really working off your bigs. As you look forward to that, What are some things that you saw earlier today from them?
Scotland County basketball. This will be our fifth time playing them this year, so we've kind of got a taste for what it's like. I mean, they're quick, they're aggressive, and they're going to get the job done when they need to, too. So with them being our biggest rival, it's going to be a tough game, but hoping we can put the little things together like we've been preaching all year and come out on top. I know these girls aren't going to give up. We're not going to go out without a fight. I mean, we're going to ride this high that we're going on right now, but I told the girls in the locker room, I said, tomorrow's business. We're back to business. Going to scout Scotland County and hopefully come out with district champion.
Last thing for you here. As you look at your team's performance for tonight, do you see any deficiencies, anything you feel like you really need to stress going into the district championship?
I mean, you could stress everything. I mean, it doesn't matter who we play, when we play. You've got to make sure you're executing the little things all the time, especially boxing out, underneath, crashing offensively, and making free throws. I mean, free throws do win games, but so does defense and offense. So, I mean, we've just got to make sure we're constantly executing everything that we put into motion and then just hopefully, again, come out with the win.
That is Kelsey Dorsey, head coach of Knox County after their 61-56 win. Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good luck in district championship.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We're back after this with our player of the game presented by Farmers Insurance. After this on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Thank you.
The Citizens Bank of Edina welcomes you home to a bank that cares and has been dedicated in serving the Knox County community for over 100 years. Their well-trained staff takes great pride in serving their customers in ways that exceed all expectations. For quick and easy banking services, try their mobile banking app, or to make paying bills less stressful, try their online banking. It's as simple as a click of a button. The Citizens Bank of Edina, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Back with you on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. 61-56, the final score. Knox County.
We will present you our player of the game, brought to you by the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly.
My reason why is community.
My reason why is leadership.
My reason why is to inspire others.
Why do thousands of teenagers here in Missouri participate in high school sports and activities?
My reason why is friendship.
Their reasons are as diverse as the students themselves. But the one thing they all share is the opportunity to have fun and learn important life lessons. Lessons like supporting their community, learning how to be a leader, and building lifelong friendships.
My reason why is defying expectations.
Is there a grade school or middle school student in your family? Then encourage them to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school.
My reason why is to make a change in the world.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this